Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
We do this on most days. We have a thread of our show.
Yeah.
And our thread today is these totally out of control property tax assessments and the just simple unaffordability of living. Like, they are making it impossible. Government is making, national government, state government, local governments, making it impossible for people to live a middle-class existence anymore. And I've been reviewing some data this past hour on this, and there's some just kind of interesting observations next hour. But one of the things that we want to encourage people on is you are not alone on what you're feeling with this property tax thing. And we actually got contacted by one of the local TV stations. They're doing I have a friend who's a local reporter there. Is it a friend? Like, you're in this business.
I mean, we're acquaintance.
Not, well, I mean, we don't like hang out at the Bellagio together, but we are friendly on our back and forth, and he's working on something. And so I think he's going to use part of our clip for his piece. So we'll promote it if that's the case. But he was telling me in our email exchange that, yeah, it's the issue. Because sometimes it's
no
like,
kidding.
Because I cared about this before it was cool to care about this. Mm-hmm. You think about it as an elected official. I passed what at the time was the largest municipal property tax rate reduction in the history of our state. Not because I had to, but because property taxes are totally unfair, unjust, and evil. And that was way before assessments were out of control. That was, what was that, 11 years ago. I did that for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And every year we did property tax rate reductions. Why? Because it's your home. You own it. The government has no business having a forever lien on your home. And now with these assessments and these local governments that keep raising tax rates and then the assessments, we are pricing people out of living a middle class life.
Well, to your friend who works at the other news organization, welcome to the party. But you're going to be receiving your assessment in one of two ways, possibly three. You get a notice of your assessment known as your Form 11 in the mail. Otherwise, the assessed value of your property can be found on your tax bill. Or if you have a neighbor who sells their house, you might be able to guess what yours is going to be assessed
for. But here's what gives me hope, though. And again, going back and forth with, is it a colleague? Are you colleagues if you don't work at the
same?
That's
a good word for it.
Trying to figure out, you know, whatever. Anyway, you realize, you know, and he was kind of saying, yeah, it's big for our audience too. Mm-hmm. And look, our audience is probably more conservative than their audience. Is there, you know, a television station here in Indianapolis. So they're not kind of appealing to some of the same, you know, their P1, is it viewers? Is it P1?
Putts, person using television.
Putt. Okay. It's everyone. And this is what just blows my mind is that nobody running for governor wanted to raise their hand and say, I'm the property tax person.
Right.
Think about right now, you would be, if Suzanne Crouch had chosen property tax
instead of income tax.
And we begged her.
Yes.
We told her.
Yeah.
Don't listen to these highly paid consultants. Listen to us. No one is more in touch with the people than us. She would be running around right now within striking distance of Mike Braun saying, I've been talking about this for a year.
I keep thinking about the rally that we had at the State House last summer. It was about a year ago. Now, we started planning it, and that was a good crowd then. Imagine what it would be like if we did it today.
Well, I was told, okay, Casey, I guess we got to work through this here. I was told they're going to do another one coming up in June.
Okay.
Now, you need to help me with this, because they asked me, and Casey, you know how I am when people ask me to do things.
I know.
And we're going to do another event, big event for Micah coming up. Mm-hmm. So I feel like Micah's burning through all of my events.
Micah's calling in all his favors, isn't he?
I got out of this because I didn't want to be in it anymore. Mm-hmm. And very rarely do I do causes, but I feel like Micah's important enough that we need to do that. They've asked me to do this event, but the problem is I think they're going to do it on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And here's my conundrum, right?
Well, can we take tents and just make it an encampment?
Can we just camp out on the State House lawn? If I go on Saturday, that's when I have to work at the golf course, thanks to the Republicans raising the property taxes.
Oh,
so then if
no.
I don't work at the golf course, then I'm costing myself money to go to the property tax rally. So I don't think I can do that. I told the guy I'd promote it for him, but I can't cost myself money to go to an event to try to save myself money. That seems counterintuitive.
Right.
And I told him that in advance, and he still scheduled it on a Saturday.
Where's that AI technology? We need it so we can clone you.
Anyway, we got you know, emails from people, and you can rob@wibc.com. We'll start reading these because hopefully maybe we can shame these people into some sort of
it's hard to action. Shame the shameless.
I don't know at this point, but maybe some people will win these elections coming up. And by the way, I've been invited and have accepted a ticket to the Hamilton County, I guess it's Lincoln Day dinner coming up Thursday. So I will be there.
Okay. And fair. You've been warned.
And you know.
You've been warned.
I'm the most readily accessible person in the world. So Jeter or Tor or Houston or any of the rest of the Hamilton County Good Time Fun Gang who has sat with their thumb up their backside for the past 4 years while people are suffering, if you'd like to have a conversation about it, I could solve it for you in 30 seconds like I solved it here on the air in 30 seconds. I'll be happy to do that. Yes, go ahead.
Would you like to share some of these emails?
Yes.
Now?
Do you want to read one? And then I can read one that I have?
Sure.
All right.
Okay. So this one says, I live in Decatur Township, Marion County, in a subdivision. My neighborhood is all pickup trucks with business names on the side. Completely blue collar neighborhood. And my new property taxes are $4,200 a year.
Oh, my gosh.
I make more money than I ever have in my life. And I work more than I ever have in my life. I should be flush with cash. But in today's world, my wife and I just get by. I work two full-time jobs and she works full-time and a part-time job. No drug habits or gambling addictions. All of our money goes to normal everyday items and repairs to the house. I bought my first house in 1999 for $50,000 on a $10 an hour salary, and I work much less. Much easier times back then. Thanks for supporting the working class. Sincerely, Justin.
Why is it the radio show? Why isn't it the lawmakers, right? Like, the radio show supports the working class. Yeah, why don't the lawmakers? This isn't even a partisan issue. Democrats are feeling this. Republicans are feeling this. Independents are feeling this. Libertarians are feeling this. This isn't even a partisan thing. It's like, dude, you deserve to be able to afford to live a middle-class existence. If you are willing to work, if you're willing to get up and go to work each day, you should be able to afford to live a middle-class existence. And between what's happening nationally and obviously what's happening locally with the state property taxes, et cetera, it's getting harder and harder to be able to do that.
Yeah. $4,200. And most people, what is it? They only have $3,500 in an emergency account?
Well, and what is the median income? And the median income in Indiana, what was it, like $42,000 for an individual or something like that? That's like a tenth.
Yeah, 10%.
Tenth of the median income.